What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wake up. It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
It bothers me.
This morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
On the ground, this will be cut off by Marte, and that's the ball game. So the Giants took an early lead, watched it get away from them with some walks, and now they're going to have to scramble. With two games remaining in this series, and scramble they will.
Blaine Kiper on the call, NBC Sports Bay Area. Four straight losses for the Orange and Black. I mean, what more needs to be said right now? Two runs. Two measly runs. When you were down 4-2, it might as well have been 20-2. The game was over then. Hayden Bernsong just lost four innings. Three hits, three earned runs, but it just looked way worse than that. He did have six strikeouts, but the four walks, I mean, he had 10 straight balls at one point and 12 balls in one strike, and it was over after that point, and the wheels are starting to come off. After, you know, Buster Posey picks up the option on Bob Melvin, which was a couple days after the vote of confidence he gave as well to the manager of the Giants. And we'll get into Bob Melvin and this team and their struggles right now, Joe, as I say good morning to you, Carter, Sam, all you lovely people just getting off work and getting ready for work, getting ready for 4th of July, which is in a couple days. I know you're excited about that. I think you'd be more excited right now knowing the Giants are in a good spot, but they're just not. This feels like a free fall that we're watching right now, and it doesn't get any easier. We knew this was going to be a difficult series, Joe. At the very best now, you can hope for a split. And then you got three games in Sacramento in a AAA ballpark. Who knows what could happen there? And then you come home for the Phillies and Dodgers. So you know you needed this one against your NL West rivals. And you're fighting an uphill battle right now. And you need your starters to go long, because right now I don't really have that much faith in the bullpen either at this point. I don't have faith in any part of this Giants roster outside of maybe a couple starting pitchers. That's where I'm at right now, Joe. Good morning.
Shame on me. Like, straight up, shame on me. I let myself become emotionally invested in this team early on, thinking that they were farther along than maybe everyone anticipated. And you get into the season and you start feeling good. And, you know, they're playing good ball the first 2 weeks of the year where they start 8-1, 9-1. And, you know, their pitching is lights out. And they got some clutch situational hitting. And everything felt great. Vibes off the charts. And really, like, Adames had done nothing early on in the year. And you're thinking to yourself, here we go. We're good to go. You see that they elevate Bryce Eldridge at the beginning of the year to AAA. And, you know, here's this prize piece possession. And they're just going to hit the ground running. And maybe they could bring him up middle of the season, end of the year, get a little push from him. And Wilmer looks like he's having a career year. The bottom has completely fallen out on this team. And shame on me for believing that they were actually going to be something. Like, honestly, shame on me. And shame on the Giants for picking up Bob Melvin's option. I mean, what are we doing? They're in the middle of free falling to the likes of like a Tom Petty song, and you're sitting here and you're picking up Sleepy Bob's contract when everyone in San Diego told you that this guy is falling asleep. I listened to Mark Willard yesterday, and I'm going to bring him up right off the rip because he's defending the hitting coach and the manager, and I hear him. I do. I hear him, and I'm not trying to turn this into a me versus Mark thing.
He joined us yesterday on our show.
He makes a lot of great points, most of which I agree with. But where I disagree with is there are seminal moments in life, in a game, in a season that define us. I believe in this to my core, all right? I believe in seminal moments where it can make or break, and I'm dead serious on this, your life, right? Opportunity knocks, it is up to you to jam your foot in there. Conversely, when adversity is hitting, and things are hitting the fan, do you sit back and watch or do you actually do something? The other day, we had the Ryan Walker situation. I could see it on my couch from a mile away. The guy was short-circuiting. Get him out of the game. Get him out of the game. All right? Now, yesterday, Hayden Birdsong, who barely got through the third inning, you could see he was teetering. Now, Patrick Bailey had dropped the ball. It's not just on Hayden Birdsong, but that second time through the lineup, as a young pitcher, he has struggled, okay, especially as of late. That game yesterday meant more than one game. Did it not?
It felt like the free fall was officially on yesterday.
Right?
You already lost to the White Sox in a series. Prior to that, you got swept against the Marlins, who again won again. I think they're like 8 straight. So you just ran into a hot Marlins team. But even then, the Marlins are still not one of the best teams in the National League. The White Sox are the worst team in the American League. And the Diamondbacks, real quick, Zach Gallen coming into that game with a damn near 6 ERA. I went through it, Joe. It's easily his best start of the season. It's not even close. Looked like a Cy Young yesterday.
But, Joe, that's where I think he, as a veteran player, understood the moment and took advantage of it, getting some run support and then changing it. There was a moment in this game in the fourth inning. After that, it's 2-1. Adames hits a home run. They barely get out of the third inning because of Bailey dropping a ball. They get a great situational base hit that the Giants have failed to get for what feels like all season. All right, it's 2-1. You open up the fourth inning, and you go down in order, and here comes Birdsong in the bottom half of it. Ball, 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 ball. Automatic walk. Guy goes to first base. Ball, ball. I go, he's not even close. I text the thread. What did I say to the thread? I go,
go talk to him.
Go out to the mound and talk to your young pitcher. Go out and talk to the kid. He's clearly, whether it's mechanical, mental, whatever you want to call it, he's off right now. Now, also, this is on Bailey. I'm going to put it on Bailey as well. Bailey, go out and talk to the guy. Go out. Get up from behind the plate. Go talk to him. Slow the game down. Slow it down. In the pitch count, the pitch clock, excuse me, the game could just get out of control. And we've seen this with Doval. We've seen this with Ryan Walker. You see it with Kyle Harrison. And now you're seeing it with Birdsong. There are moments in the game where these young guys are struggling and it's going too fast. And you need to slow it down. With the pitch clock, you've gotta go out there and you gotta force it. Bob sat back and watch the kid throw ball 3 and ball 4. And you hear Hunter Pence, who is got pom-poms. I love Hunter Pence. Pom-poms. Never says anything critical, ever. And he's going, go out there. Go out there. You got to go out there. And Bob's sitting there, and you and I rewatched it back this morning how many times? 3, 4, 5? Bailey is looking into the dugout like, you going to go out there or am I
going to
go out there?
He said something to him. He said something like, am I going or are you going? And eventually Bailey did go out there with the pitching coach. So,
guys, earth to the Giants. It's a big series. Your season is teetering on a tightrope. Wake up on the day where you're cashing in your option for no reason. You're sitting there, hands in the pockets, waiting for JP Martinez to walk up to you to go out there and talk to your young pitcher who's clearly rattled. Then what does he do? Ball 11, ball 12 in a row. And I go, here we go. Here we go. I would have yanked him right then and there. In the middle of the in the dead series. Joe, there are moments in a game, in a series. I know it's a 162-game grind. I get it. Believe me, I get it. That game was bigger than any individual game. You could feel this is the moment in the game. This is it right here. And what does Sleepy Bob do? He sleepwalks through it. He doesn't take the kid out. He doesn't get anyone up in the bullpen. And the kid hangs one, and it's a three-run homer, game over.
First strike of the inning goes bomb.
Game over.
Three-run homer.
Saw it coming a mile away. Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder, Helen Keller all saw it coming a mile away.
Daredevil. How about that? Go superhero. 8-2 the final. Giants.
Sleepy Bob.
45-41. They're not dead yet, Joe. I know the season.
They're dead to me.
Well, come on. It's July 2nd. This could be. We could look back. Give me some rope here. A couple months left in the season. This could be the low point. It could all change if they win today. And they win tomorrow. Then you sweep the A's or beat them in a series. And then all of a sudden, you're right back on there. So I'm not ready to pour water over the entire season. They're 45-41, four games over. The Diamondbacks, divisional games are tough. We talk about it in the NFL all the time. But this is a tough, tough division. Outside of the Rockies, all these teams in this division can make the playoffs. Giants, D-backs, Padres. You know the Dodgers are going to make it. As the Dodgers keep on balling, that's what they do, and we know that. But the Padres, they're just a game ahead of you in the wild card standings. The Cardinals, just a game ahead of you. Like, I'm not tripping right now.
Joe,
I'm not panicking yet.
I'm watching a manager that doesn't have the feel for the moment. And that is inarguable. The guy's a flatliner. He sits back and he watches. And I've seen it happen all season. And look, Mark is correct. I was listening to him yesterday going, every team in baseball gets mad at their manager over the handling of a bullpen. You're damn right we do. Because if Joe Shasky on his couch with zero Major League Baseball experience could see that Hayden Birdsong is drowning on the mound, throwing 12 straight balls, what do you think is going to happen with a professional hitter sitting in that batter's box? They're going to put two butt cheeks into anything that gets hung up in the air. I mean, it's just, he was throwing scud missiles. Joe, he was so done. I could see it a mile away. If I could see it, if Bailey can see it, Bailey should have went out there. And if Bob can't see it, what are we doing?
What's more?
What are we doing?
You can be frustrated with the pitching, and rightfully so. The fact that you could get one measly run against Zach Gallen, who I'm going to go through his last few starts, Joe, leading into this. And we know Zach Gallen for the most part. One earned run. One earned run off of him is what I was getting at here.
I'll tell you, and I want to, before you go on Gallen, I'll go to war with Adames. I know he's not the greatest. I'm not here to say he's Derek Jeter or anything like that. I'll go to war with him. He cares. I don't know, but there's times I don't even know. Bob might be a great dude. People love him. He's super nice to the media. I respect his baseball acumen. This guy is not it. He's not it, Joe. He's not it.
Okay, you could tell that to, you know, the fans. Matt Chapman's going to go out bat for that guy, and he's the leader of this team.
I don't care what Matt Chapman wants.
Well, why?
Because he's sitting on the sidelines
right
now.
You love Matt Chapman. What are you talking about? He's like your favorite player.
He got paid $150 million. He'll play for whoever I have as the coach. That's my I am not
Bob
making
Melvin.
Managerial decisions based on what Matt Chapman wants.
Well, it's based on what Buster Posey first and foremost wants, and he has his comments yesterday. And I think Buster Posey cares about his players and how they feel because they're coming away from a manager prior to Bob Melvin, where the clubhouse didn't respect him. A guy in Gabe Kapler, they had a Pasoy problem in the clubhouse. The players are running rampant. They didn't respect anyone. You had arguments, verbal arguments with the John Brebbias of the world, right? On the mound, whoever it was. Was it Brebbia? I forget the guy's name. It doesn't even matter. Like, that's what you're coming from. You needed some guy to have a stability, and we've had a stabilizing presence here. Now, you're hoping the stabilizing doesn't turn into flatlining of the season with Bob Melvin at the helm. I get that. It's teetering right now, Joe. The fact of the matter is the bats are just god-awful. As soon as it was 4-2, Giants fans felt like the game was over.
That
can't happen in today's game when the balls are juiced. You're playing in Arizona. You're in the desert, for God's sakes, where it should be 10-9 every single game. You're going up against a guy in Zach Gallen, Joe, who prior to this start gave up 5 earned runs to the Chicago White Sox, and then 7 earned runs to the Rockies, 4 earned runs to the Padres, 4 earned runs to the Reds. Like, this was his best start of the year.
Joe,
he was reeling heading into
it. It's not just on Bob Melvin. I want to make it clear.
It's on the bats.
3 or 4 things can be true simultaneously. On the bats, you're playing Dominic Smith, who was DFA'd. And actually, he might be your best defensive first baseman, so you got to play him. I'm not even mad at him. You're playing some guy in Johnson who no one even heard of about 3 weeks ago. Jung Hoo Lee, milk cartons. Can't find Jung Hoo Lee's face right now. He's so bad. So bad. So I wrote it down. Jung Hoo Lee.
Had a day off yesterday.
He's in the midst of a 17.
Even on his day off, we're crushing him.
17 for 105. He's your starting center fielder who was supposed to be a top of the lineup catalyst. 17 for 105. Okay? And you know what broke me even harder?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
As the Giants are down 4-2, they hit a home run, the Arizona does, to put the game away, basically, 6-2.
Yeah.
That's the home run, the big hit the Giants have failed to get for months on stretch. Look, it's on roster construction.
It's on professional players getting paid a ton of money underperforming, and the manager has zero feel for the moment. It's inarguable. In one short week, I watch him give a code red to Hayden Birdsong, who has very little confidence right now, who hit the third batter of the game, only to give up a three-run jack or two-run jack almost immediately after, which was so dumb, so dumb. I can't defend it. And then sat there and wiggled around a couple of softball questions and refused to man up and say he's the one who told the young guy to plunk the third hitter of the game, okay? Then, when Ryan Walker is clearly got steam coming out of his ears, balking and tripping all over himself, no one's up in the bullpen, he doesn't yank him. And no one presses him on it. I'm sorry. Like, all of these things are true. The roster's not good enough. Professional guys not getting paid a lot of money. Getting paid a lot of money are not performing, period. And Bo Mel is not it, period.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. Giants are falling right now, but it's not the end of the world. I'm not panicking just yet. If this is going to continue, though, through the All-Star break, yeah, there's going to be some questions around why you picked up Bob Melvin's option right now, and I get it. Buster Posey, he's the consummate professional, and it was, in a way, refreshing to hear how candid he was talking about this team and him taking responsibility for the construction of it, or the current construction of it, because obviously there's contracts that he didn't sign on here, Jung Hoo Lee being one of them, right?
You're taking over. It's like buying a house, correct. And you inherit certain things. But he did. Look, he has his fingerprints on this roster.
He does.
Rafi Devers, the guy he brought in.
He's struggled.
Yesterday's eight games since the Boston Red Sox series. Yeah. He's got 16 strikeouts.
Yeah, it's not good.
And then thrown out at home yesterday. Oh. He looks, I'm telling you, Pablo Sandoval will beat him in a foot race.
Well, he wasn't very fast to begin with, and then you add the groin injury on top of that, and I'm assuming that's still lingering. That's not just something that goes away.
It's obvious.
Like, just watch the guy like run. It was painful to watch.
2 outs.
Matt Williams, by the way, 0-for again.
That's
right?
Not on Matt Williams. That one, I'll defend Matt Williams. I will. I will defend him. It's 2 outs. Wilmer goes up the middle. Alec Thomas threw the ball up the road. Devers got a score there. You know what that is? That's the tape I would play. I'm dead serious on this. I would play that tape back for him and make him watch that at Rafi Devers and say, what player do you want to be? Do you want to be the one that could score on a base hit from second with 2 outs? Or do you want to be the guy that gets hosed at the plate and you need multiple hits from second base to score?
The slide kind of looked awkward.
He's out of shape.
Yeah, no, it looked very odd.
He's injured as well, but he's also he's a thick boy. He needs to lose some weight. It is what it is. Dude, you got to take your body seriously. You want to be a professional athlete that ages well into his 30s? Like, you can't be running around, and all I see is the jiggle action, doggy. Like, it is what it is.
Well, you can do that if you're hitting and producing.
Yeah, when you're big poppy.
Not. Yeah, exactly. But you're not doing that right now. 2 strikeouts for him yesterday. He did get the hit, got on second, and then just couldn't score right there on the base hit when they desperately needed to keep that rally going, and they couldn't do it.
Here's the part that broke me, though, Joe. Here's the straw that broke Shasky's back. 8-2. Eighth inning, some pinata is on the mound who, you know, came up out of nowhere.
He's just giving up
home runs. Poor guy. Okay, 77. You know he's not here long when he got a number like 77.
Talking about Carson Seymour?
Yeah, Seymour balls go over the fence. And so the next thing I know, I open up Twitter just to fire off an opinion. And there I see Shohei Ohtani hitting his 30th home run of the year. We're not even at the All-Star break. They're blowing the White Sox out. And I go, this guy has 30 at the break. And the Giants haven't had a 30 home run guy for 21 years. It broke me. Yes. So, yeah, this morning, Bob Melvin could get it. I'll give a little to Buster. I'll give a little to these professional players making boatloads of money. We got a bunch of minor leaguers. Like, I can't watch Yaz struggle anymore. I'm over it. Like, he had moments this year. He's got to be a fourth outfielder. We're never going to get past this. We've got to move beyond Yaz. He's a nice guy. I like him. But, like, he's a fourth outfielder, and he's going to always stymie a younger player because he's just ever so much better than them today, but tomorrow he's just a little worse, and yet he's just blocking the playing time of someone else. So yeah, I'm a little angry this morning when I watch Shohei Ohtani, don't even get me involved with the feds, hit his 30th home run against the lowly White Sox, who beat you in a series just a couple of days ago. He's got 30 at the break. You can't buy a 30 home run guy. 21 years? Moses thinks that's a long time to be searching for something. I mean, come on!
I thought you were going to go, the low point of yesterday was not Shohei. It was Giants legend Anthony DeSclafani getting it done, baby. Two innings pitched in relief for Disco. I mean, I thought that guy was out of the league. I thought he was in Korea.
I think we're still paying him.
Are you really?
I bet we're giving him $1 million or something.
Instead of Bobby Bonilla Day, which is yesterday, we're going to have Anthony DeSclafani Day going forward.
No, it's Bob Melvin Day where you pick up his option. I mean, if we're out here just giving charity money away, give me an option. I'd opt to not watch Bob Melvin walk out to the bullpen. I don't know, maybe coddle my young player who's clearly on the, like...
He's teetering.
He's about to fall over. Well, he hasn't thrown it, Joe. It wasn't even like he wasn't even close.
Giants aren't paying DeSclafani any money this year.
Oh, we're good.
Thank God.
There you go. Does that make you feel better this morning at least?
Slightly.
Okay, that's good. By the way, back on June 12th.
Lost my voice in the first
back
segment.
On June 12th, Hayden Birdsong's ERA 2.79 going into a start in Colorado. Had a quality start. Six innings, six hits, three runs. Since then, it's not been good. You were there on that Red Sox game back on June 20th. Just lasted 4 1/3 innings, seven hits, five runs given up. Then against the Marlins, hitting the third batter of the game, it was all downhill from
there. That was one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
Seven earned runs, just lost four innings. And then yesterday, four innings, three hits, three earned runs, gives up the jack, and then four walks. It just hasn't been good as of late for Hayden Birdsong. And I don't know what we expected of him to be that like fourth, fifth guy to stay there throughout the entirety of the season, but it makes this start by Landon Roop even that much more massive. I mean, how many times are we going to say biggest start of Landon Roop's career?
He's done well this year.
He has
done really well this year. Look, it's not about an individual performance with Hayden Birdsong. You're going to be up and down.
That's the totality of everything right now. No, everything's just not good.
Joe, you're going to be up and down. It's how you manage young players. That's important to me. And Hayden Birdsong, is he watching? Like, is Bob watching? He barely got out of the third inning. Okay. And look, Bailey's got to catch a third strike. He just dropped one, gave a runner in scoring position. There's lots of little stuff, right? But the kid wasn't close. Go out there and slow the game down a little. That's all. It was moving way too fast. And also, it's not just on Bob. Pat Bailey's got to go out there. Like, this is about emotional connections and connecting one-on-one. This isn't about spreadsheets. This isn't about lineups. It's about a feel for the moment and how to connect with someone. And if you think, oh, all the games are the same, no, it's not. Like, Hayden Birdsong, the difference between getting out of that inning and finding a way to salvage whatever that inning was and him getting lit up like a Christmas tree and thinking, like, damn, I stink for 4 days was one pitch. And I'm telling you, man, like 12 balls in a row, 12 balls in a row. No wonder the guy was going to tee off on one. All I kept thinking was he hangs one, it's gone. And boom, he hung one and it's gone.
So,
and credit Arizona for getting all these big hits when the Giants have failed to get it for months on end.
So Bob Melvin, enemy number one for Joe Shasky right now.
Everyone can get it.
Everyone can get it, but Bob in particular yesterday, and you have some thoughts on him.
I just don't know why we picked up the option. It's unnecessary.
I want to hear from Bo Mel on the other side because he talked about the option getting picked up. I want to hear from Buster Posey talking about it yesterday as he was in Arizona speaking to the media. I want to get some thoughts on the captains of the team because they got Bob's back in that clubhouse. Logan Webb, leader of that staff, has his back. Matt Chapman, leader of the everyday lineup, when he's there, he's been hurt, has his back. If they have his back, I think the rest of the teammates are going to have his back, too. Joe Shasky
definitely
does not.
Mark Jackson had the back of Steph Curry until we finally told, like, Steph, Jackson ain't it, doggy. Like, we know he's empowered you. He ain't it.
I mean, it's not as toxic as Mark Jackson.
No, but I'm just saying, like, I don't, like, I get you on, like, the
Bob
players.
Bob Melvin's not telling Rafi Devers to go to the chapel with him on Sunday
you think
and
Rafi,
to come hang out.
He's not blaming Rafi Devers for sleeping wrong to injure his back.
Exactly, I mean, thank you.
Come on, I just...
Joe, we'll get into it on the other side, I promise. Let's just ask the question then. You're clearly out on Bo Mel. Just say
it. It's a combination of about four things, and Bo Mel is part of that. High-paid players underperforming. The roster isn't good enough. I overrated it. I'm a dummy. I'm shame on me. Yeah, and Bo Mel's not it, dude. You ain't winning nothing with him.
Okay. 888-957-9570. You in or out on Bob Melvin after his option got picked up yesterday by President of Baseball Operations, Buster Posey. We'll get into those comments on the other side. Plus, we got Genie of the Lamp. Ooh, coming up at 8:30 today. You know what Genie of the Lamp is? It means it's a mystery guest approaching. We don't know who it is. And I'm excited for it.
Plus, is it Bruce Bochy?
Well, it might be Bob Melvin.
To teach Bob how to handle a bullpen?
No, it might be Bob Melvin. I hope it's Bob Melvin. This or that coming up as well in the 9 o'clock hour. And it's all going to be brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Right before the break, they've clearly hit a wall. It's inarguable.
All it takes is a series win against the Dodgers heading into the break, and you'll be feeling fine.
All right. So right now, since the Red Sox series, okay, last eight games, you lost three versus the Marlins, lost 2 of 3 versus the White Sox, and you've lost the last 2 to the Diamondbacks. Your team is hitting a robust 202. Your team has scored the 25th most runs in that time period. They have the 27th most home runs. The pitching, you know, it's what we hang our hat on. Team ERA, right at 5, okay? Your starter ERA, 4.25. Your reliever ERA, over 6. Oh, and while we're at it, let me just go. Rafi Devers has batted 194 over that period with 16 strikeouts. Elliot Ramos, 156 with 11 strikeouts. Willie Adames batted 240 during that period.
Wow.
160 for Yaz. 090 for Jung Hoo Lee. Wilmer's batting a robust 143. Dominic Smith, 143. I mean, the guy who's carrying you right now is Willie Adames and Pat Bailey, who's batted 211 over the last 8 games. That's how bad it is. So, as you say, like, oh, it's only July. You have got less than a month now. All right, to determine, with a week off, basically, to determine whether you are buyers or sellers, and you have pieces that could be sold. What are we going to do with Robbie Ray? Robbie Ray could be the number one left-handed guy on the market, and if you lose a couple more series, and you're that far back, let's say there's 3 or 4 teams that you have to overjump in the wild card race, Robbie Ray could net you back something of significance. And we can all see you need a second baseman. You probably need a catcher. You need a right fielder. You probably need a starting center fielder. Like, you need more starting pitching. This team is significantly closer today to being a seller at the deadline than being a let's add to this. That's how real it gets. You got about 3 weeks of baseball here.
888-957-9570. That's the number. We would love your participation today. We got the Genie and Lamp coming up at 8:30, which is our mystery guest segment. So we'll see if it's baseball or basketball related, as there was some more chirping yesterday as the Warriors. It's still all quiet on the Western Front as it pertains to the Golden State Warriors and the free agent market. But if any news comes out, any rumors, whatever, we will tell you all about it. I promise you that. We are the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. And speaking of the Warriors, Joe, we'll get back to the Giants in just a second. You better be locked into the roast between 7:30 and 8 o'clock this morning, because we got a classic giveaway for you. We have 2 4-pack of tickets to give away for the California Classic this weekend at Chase Center. All right? You ready, Sam? Ready? Not yet? Okay. Well, give me the thumbs up when you find the sounder. All right? No? Huh? Oh, God. I just... Not now, but when you hear that sound, you'll be the 5th caller on the contest line. You're going to score tickets for the games on the 5th. And if you miss that chance, check this out. 15 minutes later, when you hear that same sounder again, be the 5th caller, and you'll score some tickets to see the games on Sunday the 6th. That's right.
That sound.
I know. You know.
You got to find something better.
No, I love that one. And for all your ticket needs, go to ChaseCenter.com as well. So July 5th is California Classic Day 1, Heat versus Spurs and Warriors versus Lakers. And then July 6th, you got the Heat versus the Lakers and the Warriors versus the Spurs.
So I don't know how you operate, Joe, but
there's a lot there. So just be listening between 7:30 and 8, and don't worry. There you go. Continue.
I don't know how your sports brain works, but how mine works is there are times when I see something happen multiple times in a short period, and I can't look at that individual the same ever again. Now, I just read you off a zillion player stats, and look, a lot of these guys are pros. Even Dominic Smith, who was DFA'd and swooped up, you know, like, he is a professional, and he's got to perform better. You know, he missed a ball last night that I think he would have normally make a play on down the line. Those guys have to execute. There's no doubt about it. But there were some things I've seen in a short period of time with Bob Melvin. I can't look at him the same. Now, I'm not sitting here saying he's the reason why the team isn't good. You got to have good players. And I bet if he was managing the Dodgers, he'd be doing a good job, because the Dodgers' talent is immense.
I think you and I can manage the Dodgers. Continue.
Okay, but I don't also think he's the dude big picture long term. That doesn't mean I'm firing him today. Yeah. That doesn't mean that they can't go on a little run and get back in it. I'm just telling you, the way I watch this guy, I don't think this guy is the guy who's going to win you a playoff series with high stress, high leverage situations and be 4 and 5 steps ahead of the other guy in the other dugout. I don't see it from him.
I actually think it's funny. Now that I'm thinking about it, the Dodgers, they don't have any starting pitching. And if that's the bugaboo with you when it comes to Bo Mel and his pulse on the pitching staff, maybe he wouldn't succeed in L.A. But I'm just here to tell you what Buster Posey said yesterday. And this is what Buster Posey said after picking up the option.
Yeah.
They posted on their social media. This is the quote because there was no video. He was sitting in with the reporters, I think, in the dugout, what have you. And this is the quote from Buster Posey, president of baseball operations for the Giants. Quote, from my perspective and also my perspective as a player, sometimes when you're going through a rough patch, there's a tendency to want to point the finger at coaches. And ultimately, I believe we have great players. And I still believe in that group of players, but it boils down to them needing to play better baseball. If anybody deserves any blame from the top, it should be on me. It shouldn't be on the manager or coaching staff. I'm the one who sets the roster. I felt like with all of those things considered, this was a good time for me to show my belief in Bob and this coaching staff. Buster Posey.
Look, having I love that's Bo leadership.
Mel's back. Yeah.
And so that's leadership. And I love that he's taking that accountability. I'm telling you, the guy's not on it. I need someone who's on it and has a feel for what's going on, and I'm not getting that sense from him.
Who do you think the best manager is in baseball?
Right now?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, you got to give Dave Roberts, a lot of credit. He's been winning for a long time with a variety of guys playing a variety of positions, and he's lost a ton of starting pitching. Now, they have the biggest war chest of money. They've got an unbelievable amount of elite players. Like, I'm looking at their lineup, just the Dodger lineup real quick. Ohtani batting .287 with 30 jacks. Pajes, I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right.
No, it's Pajes.
Yeah. Yes. .294. 16 homers.
Yeah.
57 ribbies.
He's the new Chris Taylor, by the way, after they DFA'd him earlier in the year.
Teoscar Hernandez, .263, 14-54. Muncy, .250, 10-55, or 13-55. Freeman batting .308. Betts is having a down year. He's like the worst guy in their everyday lineup. .249, 9-41.
Giants would kill for that.
Will Smith batting .320. Now, they've got no pitching. Yamamoto won yesterday, but like he's done a great job navigating it. He really has. Now, again, I know their talent is immense. Who's the best manager in baseball?
Let's go A.J. Hinch. How about that one? The Detroit Tigers are balling. He's won a World Series
he's
in the
done
past
a great job.
With the Houston Astros. A Stanford guy. I've always loved me some A.J. Hinch. All the cheating with standing in the garbage can.
I'm always going to cape up for Bruce Bochy.
Okay.
Right. I watched Bruce Bochy with the worst bullpen in baseball for the second half, find a way to win a World Series with the Texas Rangers. It was remarkable.
He did have some good pitching there. I mean, Nathan Eovaldi was a stud. Yeah,
yeah, but the bullpen, I'm talking about what they were ranked as when he went. Like they were not good.
Sure.
And he found a way to rinse the towel and wring it out and get every last drop out of that team.
So if you plugged a Roberts, an A.J. Hinch, a Bruce Bochy on this current team, you think they'd be much better?
I think they'd be a couple games better. There were seminal moments in games. For example, the other day, you don't think taking Ryan Walker out of that game was a big part of that game?
Of course. But again, maybe Dave Roberts does the same thing. Maybe Bruce Bochy does the same thing. Maybe A.J. Hinch does the same thing. Like, again, like he knows his rotation. He knows his staff. The players have trust in him.
Okay, he might know him. Well, then he should know better to go out there when your young pitcher literally can't find earth, let alone the strike zone.
I want to hear from the pitcher yesterday and Bob Melvin.
Slow the game down. That's all I'm saying. Like, Joe, I'm telling you, you have to slow the game down at that point. And you had to get someone up in the bullpen. How does Joe Shasky, who has zero Major League Baseball experience, understand the kid? Everyone saw it. Everyone saw it. The kid was buffering. He needed to have a timeout mentally. And you just let him just go on and on and on. That game was too big. I'm sorry.
888-957-9570. We would love your thoughts on one Bob Melvin. Shasky's fed up with him. Are you fed up with him right now, Giants fans? The option has been picked up. And what does that mean going forward? Does that mean he's all good? It's just to, get rid of the lame duck season, if you will? Or is there a possibility, if they fall flat in their face and not make the playoffs, could they move off of Bo Mel? 888-957-9570 is the number. Plus, we'll get into some Warriors free agency. Mark Spears said something very interesting yesterday on ESPN after all the aftermath of the Dame Lillard stuff came out, Joe. He's rehabbing from an Achilles. He got waived. He's going to be a free agent. Could the Warriors have interest in one Damian Lillard? We're going to want to hear from Mark Spears of Antscape and ESPN. We have a clip from that. We'll get into it, and it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We have something really awesome going on between 7:30 and 8 o'clock this morning. We're doing a little giveaway for the California Classic. We're giving away 2 4-packs of tickets to the California Classic, which is this weekend at Chase Center. So I have it right over here. All right. Don't worry, Carter. So when you hear this sounder, again, this is going to be between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, this sounder. You're going to be the fifth caller on the contest line, and you're going to score a pair of tickets to the game on Saturday, July 5th. And if you miss that opportunity, just 15 minutes later, you're going to hear another sounder, and you're going to be the fifth caller to there on that contest line, the same one, and you'll get to see them on the sixth on the Sunday. So Saturday and Sunday, 4-pack of tickets for the California Classic. We're giving away 2 packs of that to 2 lucky listeners. Be listening between 7:30 and 8 o'clock for 2 opportunities, Joe. It's a twofer. You would love a twofer here in Arizona heading into Sacramento, would you not? Starting with your boy Landon Roop.
I was watching the Sacramento A's play against Tampa Bay.
They've been playing well lately, their offense. Yeah.
I mean, I watched this kid Jacob Wilson just little slap hits to right field, just get on base every single time. They've got a very young, fun, exciting team. There's no doubt about it. And that just, I mean, the Giants, dude, it's so frustrating. Adamas hits that home run early in the game, and you're just, like, fired up, and you're feeling really good about yourself, and you're thinking, wow, like, and early on in the game, I thought Burtzall looked good. First two innings, I thought he looked really good. And then all of a sudden, he went haywire. And when you're talking about young pitchers, whether it's mental or it's mechanical, there are times that they just get out of whack. And I do believe, like, with the pitch clock, this is important, with the pitch clock, things are going so fast, they can't just hop off the mound anymore. You're only allowed so many timeouts. You can't just hop off the mound, grab the rosin bag, get a deep breath, really slow the game down. And that's where it's incumbent on the catcher and the manager, now in this moment in time in baseball, more than ever, to be able to control the pacing and calm someone down. And they may not be, like, hyperventilating, but, like, clearly they need a pause and a break. And then the other aspect of this is that you got to get somebody up in the bullpen, right, and get that guy ready to go. One batter too many is like basically like multiple minutes in the NBA, you know, when you're waiting on a lineup change. It's like a fourth down conversion that you don't go for. And so
Joe,
I can't unsee some of the things I've done. But Bob's a really good guy. Actually reminds me a lot.
This is the worst. You can always go to this. It's so-and-so's a really good guy. It's the worst thing you could say about someone.
It reminds me of like a Ron Rivera, and I'm using
really
it
nice.
Loosely.
I like you like a brother.
No, but like Ron Rivera was someone that everyone respected, right?
Sure.
Right? And it's like
Cal legend.
And had some moments in the league, but like...
Did go to a Super Bowl.
I'm sorry. Like, great guy. Would love him as my number two. It doesn't inspire me to be the number one. I'm sorry. And that's kind of how I feel about Bo Mel, where it's like he's a really good guy. He is a baseball lifer. Would love him as my number two in a dugout. I don't love him as a number one.
He's third in Major League Baseball right now among managers in active wins.
Great.
That means nothing to you?
Name the big time game Bo Mel put his fingerprints on and won.
Boy. There had to have been some in those A's teams, right? 2012, when
no one
expected
them. You know better
than us. I mean, well, the last game of the season, Joe, to beat the Texas Rangers, Josh Hamilton dropped the baseball. How do we all forget that?
Was that on Josh Hamilton or was that on Bob Melvin?
Well, they were down in that game, Sammy, if you remember. Colley was rocking. Grant Balfour comes in to save the game.
I don't want to make this some sweeping indictment.
So he's won big games, though, Joe, is what I'm saying. Like, he hasn't won the biggest. I think he's won one National League Championship Series or League Championship Series game in his career. That's his high watermark. So he's never been to a World Series, to your point, as a manager, but as a bench coach he was in 2001, but it's not the same thing. I hear you. Bob Brenly joined us earlier in the week, and we're going to get some of that sound because he talked about what are the highlights and, you know, key attributes to a guy like Bob Melvin, because he said he's one of his best friends. So actually, you know what? Let's play that right now. Bob Brenly talking about it.
The X's and O's of the game, he's on top of all of that. There's always a reason for everything he does, and it's not just based on his gut instinct. He does use his gut instinct an awful lot, but it's based on things that he's gathered from his scouting reports, things that he's gathered from the video, things that he's gathered from watching games, watching other teams, and picking up little things here and there. And he doesn't miss a thing.
That's the strength of one Bob Melvin from his best friend, one of his best friends, Bob Brenly.
Okay, I disagree because I mean, look, I agree in the sense that
World Series manager right there too, Bob Brenly.
He clearly knows baseball. No one's saying Bob doesn't know baseball, and I actually he's a good baseball guy. I want him on my staff. I'm telling you, he's very uninspiring as the head guy. It's just for me,
for you as a fan, not to the players.
I don't
though.
Care. Like I'm being real with you. I don't care that Matt Chapman likes him. I don't.
You're underrating that. The level up from Kapler to Melvin when it came to the players, I think
Kapler's
it's slept
not
on.
Even. I mean, Kapler's so bad. That's like saying, like,
well, no, but
you know,
that's exactly why I'm bringing
Tom
it Sula up.
Tom was better than Chip Kelly.
It's like it could be bad out there, Joey. Is what I'm telling you. We saw it firsthand.
The two guys that I wanted them to at least sniff around. I wasn't as high on Steven Vogt as everyone else.
Had a good year last year.
I wanted Venable. All right, I wanted Venable. But that being said, like It's not just the manager, which is frustrating me.
I would rather be the White Sox.
It's not just the manager that's frustrating me. It's the roster. It's the inability to perform right now. It's a variety of things.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. 8-2 the final yesterday in Arizona. So at best, the Giants are open for a split. Landon Roop on the bump today. Robbie Ray tomorrow before a three-game set in Sacramento in that AAA ballpark against the Athletics. Before coming home, hosting the Phillies and Dodgers before the break. All right, so we heard from Bob Brenly there. Let's hear from Bob Melvin after his option was picked up yesterday, which is why we're talking about it, talking about Bo Mel a lot. And where do you fall on Bob Melvin, Giants fans? 888-957-9570.
Let me ask you, just before you move on, did you think yesterday, just in that moment, I'm not saying it's an indictment on his whole career. Was he asleep at the wheel yesterday during the Birdsong fourth inning?
I don't know what happened between the communication when he had 10 straight balls and he walked those two batters to start that inning and Patrick Bailey stood up after the second walk batter. I don't know what happened there. I don't know if he was asked about it.
I mean, we're Hunter Pence, do you have the sound of Hunter Pence?
Yes, I have it right here. This is Hunter Pence.
Hunter Pence says nothing. And I am texting the thread like going crazy, like, go out there and talk. Joe, when he walked the first guy and it wasn't close on four pitches, I go, uh-oh, maybe get somebody up. That's what I'm thinking in my head. All right. Then he goes 2-0 to the second batter, and I go out there and talk to him right now in the middle of this at bat. That's how important that at bat was.
And this is the bottom of the fourth after the first two batters were walked of the inning. Hunter Pence, NBC Sports Bay Area.
Gurriel takes low. All right. So that's six balls and no strikes. So that means Birdsong has got to come in the strike zone right here.
Seven balls and no strikes. You got to go top to him here. Maybe saving the visit. We'll definitely go talk to him now, whether it's JP or Patrick. Maybe just give him the signs. I feel like throw that. Walk two hitters in eight pitches. You got to go check in.
Now, at this point, me and you had watched it back, and we watched it. Bailey, like, gets up and looks to the dugout, like, are you going to come? Are you going to go? And all this time is going on, and they cut to Melvin, and he's just standing there. And then out of nowhere, J.P. Martinez, like, walks up, and they cut away, and you can see Bailey's got his hands.
Very little. Bailey said something to the dugout. He it was literally saying, like, what do you want me to do, or what's going on, like, are you going out there? Am I going out there? Eventually, Martinez and then obviously Patrick Bailey, they both went up there and talked to him. But I'm with Hunter there. Like, you don't want to waste a visit? Like, so that I hear you on.
That's all I'm saying.
Again, we'll
he was asleep at the wheel yesterday.
We'll hear from Bob Melvin.
Metaphorically.
Yeah. We'll hear from Bob Melvin after the game.
I mean,
Hayden Birdsong as well.
Sorry, I keep cutting you. Because I'm so frustrated with yesterday's game. Like, it spiritually screwed me up. Hunter Pence is one of the most optimistic guys. You could call him a homer. What do you expect him to be? He's a Giants legend, all right? He's doing a handful of games. You know, I think he's a good broadcaster. He's gotten better and better and better. He is never critical of players or of managers. Do you hear him? He's like, all right, you got to go out. This is after three. I was saying it after two. You know that he was biting his tongue prior to that. And the fact that he is admitting that out loud, come on, guys.
Well, no.
My favorite
part was, oh, you got to go out and talk to him. Well, you definitely have to now. Oh, no. Then you definitely have to now. Oh, maybe they don't want to waste their visit. So he kept backtracking more and more there. It's just like he's trying to get into the thought process of like why you're not even going out there.
We throw these terms around, high leverage situations, right? To me, that's a moving target. Like what might be a high leverage situation could be the third inning. Mm. Yesterday, I thought it was the fourth inning, right? I really felt that way. They were lucky to get out of the third, and I was like, it's the fourth inning. This is the moment in the game. I felt it. You could feel it coming a mile away when you watch enough baseball games. And look, Joe, it might have been the moment in the game until the seventh inning, where it would have been another moment in the game. You might have four inflection points in a game, but that didn't just feel like one game. That felt like
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.